At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr. Brought to you by Bank of Ireland on News Talk.
Get up on your bike. And go on. Get up on your bike.
Pedal on. Now, for this week's Out and About, I'm out in City West. I'm going to be chatting to Paul McQuaid about the wonderful Good Bike Project. If you haven't heard about it, the project donates bikes to Ukrainian refugees to help them get around the city, town or village or wherever they live. Paul, I'm delighted to be here today. I've come to City West and I want to describe maybe what I see around me here for our listeners. So there's two containers, there's bikes almost as far as the eye can see. There are people diligently working, repairing bikes, fixing bikes. There are a couple of Ukrainian people who've come to collect bikes. There's bikes ready to go to West Kerry. Tell us about this project, because what you're doing here strikes me as something really wonderful.
Thank you, Bobby, and thanks for coming out and showcasing what we're doing here. A little over 2 years ago, I gave away three bicycles to a Ukrainian mother and her two daughters to cycle to school on. That was a profound experience for me. I won't go into how it played out that day. Like, it was just amazing. And when I cycled back from the Hilton Hotel that day, I set myself a target to give away about 200 bikes. To date, we have given away 3,152 bikes or something, give or take.
Let's say that again. 3,152 bikes.
It's about to be 3,153, as you can see, 3,154. And when the great people of DPD arrive, it's going to add another five, because DPD are taking five bikes, three of them to Kerry and two to Donegal, I believe.
So it's as simple as this. I come from Ukraine. I'm here, maybe I'm a lady with three kids. I'm off the grid in terms of public transport. My only way of getting the kids to school is by bicycle. I send Paul McQuaid an email. He comes back to me and says, what bike did you cycle into Ukraine? Well, I have X, Y and Z. DPD come along and drop those bikes to that lady's door.
That's literally it. There's a few things you left out, but that's okay.
Fixing up the bike, getting the bikes, all that good stuff.
There's many reasons why this operation can happen. And one of the reasons is the good people of Ireland giving us these bikes. They're unused bikes. They're bikes that have been in garages for years. They're bikes that have been in attics. They're bikes that have been down the end of gardens. And when I say good people of Ireland, I'm distinct, genuinely making a point to say the good people of Ireland. It's not just Irish people that give us bikes. I get bikes from Germans, French, Brazilians. I got a few lovely bikes from a Mexican gentleman there a couple of weeks ago. I don't know where he heard about us. But we get given these bikes all the time. We collect them from underground car parks. Ballymun Garda Station have been fantastic. I think they've given us about 200 bikes that we've collected from the Garda Station in Ballymun over the last year and a half. So that end of it is there. The need is there because we're getting emails every single solitary day of the week, all day, every day, 7 days a week, from Ukrainian and other foreign nationals now looking for bikes, because since the Red Cross have endorsed us, it's going to broaden out, or it is broadening out, and it's not just Ukrainians, it's going to be all refugees. And my, call it a dream, is that any refugee who comes to Ireland will have access to a bicycle. I believe the bicycle is a fundamental part of our growing up, of our existence, of our being. And these people aren't emailing me asking for 70-inch flat-screen TVs or iPad Pros. They're asking for bicycles because they're in hotels, 4, 5, 6 kilometres outside town, Their kids are going you know, bananas in the hotels. Like the stories we have of women, and it's mostly women and their kids who were given bikes to, of these bikes literally changing their lives for the better. So long may it continue.
You've parked your business. You're doing this. Yeah. How you fund it? How? I know you're depending on the generosity of the people of Ireland, of companies like TPD. But is it sustainable in terms of to keep doing what you're doing?
It will be sustainable when we get core funding. Yeah. To date, we haven't had any government funding. The Irish Red Cross have been fantastic, and they've given us quite a chunk of change last year. But that's all gone. The likes of Value Van Rental give me a van. See that van sitting there with Value Van written all over it? They literally give me a van for a few days once a month to allow me to go and collect bikes from underground car parks. So that's a big saving of money. Obviously, we're here at Actavo, and this company have been very helpful, and they've given me this space. I don't mind saying I'm not paying any rent for this space here out in the car park out the back here, but I think we're making it funky, we're making it cool. People like being here, people like being around bicycles, people who like being around bicycles, and they like seeing people working on bicycles, and they like seeing people restoring parts, which is what you see trusty volunteers doing. One of them, by the way, is Russian.
You mentioned there about availability of bikes. I'm told that there are a lot of bikes across the country in various Garda stations, which seems almost criminal when there's the need out there to give them to so many people. What's the blockage there in you accessing, you know, I suppose, that bounty of bikes?
There are bicycles in Garda stations that have been in these Garda stations for well over a year, so they're never going to see the inside of a courtroom. I understand that the top brass in Phoenix Park want to help us get these bikes. There was a glitch when that unfortunate Garda gave a 72-year-old man a bicycle. That was a very unfortunate situation for absolutely everybody, and it's put the kibosh or the pause on us getting those bikes. But if I can use your platform here, I am appealing to the superintendents and whoever it may be in Garda H quarters. The bikes are there. The need is there. I have over 3,000 emails from Ukrainian and other foreign national people all around this country thanking us for these bikes, sending us pictures and videos of how these bikes have changed their lives for the better. A bike can change your life for the better. Right now, there is somebody with a team of apostles, as you put them, nicely put it, who are willing to restore these bikes. And we have an incredible company in DPD who will get these bikes to the four corners of the country. As you can see on these tags, these ones are going to Ballinaskellig's.
Yeah, so we're looking at three bikes here, and it says a 13-year-old boy, 162 centimetres, a 17-year-old girl, 175 centimetres, and a 17-year-old boy going to Ballinaskellig's, County Kerry.
Today.
Yeah, it's amazing. And where are the other ones going, Russ? Oh, here's DPD now.
Yeah.
These two are going to Kerry. How are you, Tim? I'm doing grand.
Tim from the TPD even has just arrived. You're going to carry with those bikes, Tim, are you?
Absolutely, yeah. They're going to end up down in Kerry today. Two to Ballinskelligs and three to Clary.
Well done. You've built up great friendships and great loyalty, Paul. Let's look at another couple of these bikes. You were showing me that Peugeot earlier. That's from my one that was from my youth that I kind of half recognised. But you were pointing out that unfortunately the wheels aren't salvageable.
Okay, with regards to these old bikes, and I love old bikes, there's a lot of steel in these old bikes and they can be rusty. Sometimes, often the rust is fixable. The rust, we can work on it, but sometimes the rust is completely, it's won the war. It's a constant battle against rust. Yeah. So on this particular Peugeot, it is an absolutely lovely bike. Underneath all that dust and stuff, there's a lovely bike. But the rims on the wheels are rusted beyond any kind of repair. So what I do is I wait till I get donated another bike with similar size wheels that the frame might be wrecked on.
So you can mix and match.
We're robbing Peter to pay Paul here on an hourly basis. Yeah. So we are. And we're upcycling parts, we're recycling parts. I'd love to be in a position, well, actually, I wouldn't love to be in a position where I could put new parts on all these bikes, because I think that'd be sinful. We enjoy restoring these parts. If you go on our Instagram page, you will see some of the work that we've done, some of the work that my volunteers have done. And the prison program has just been an absolute...
How does that work?
A little over a year ago, Liam O'Dwyer from the Irish Red Cross suggested to me that we approach Mountjoy Prison and set up a bike restoration program. It was at a time when I really needed extra help, so I said, yeah, let's go for it. Since then, I have been at Mountjoy Prison at the training unit two or three afternoons every week. We have a team of prisoners there. I have taught the noble art of bike mechanics. I can safely say that these prisoners, the work they're doing on these bikes is absolutely phenomenal. And we have the pictures to prove it. We have the pictures of the bikes, the before and afters. It's wonderful the work that the prisoners are putting into this project. And I thank them for it. And I thank Mountjoy Prison for facilitating this.
Well, look, Paul, I have to say, I'm blown away by what I see here. You're a man with a vision, you're a man with a cause, and you're fulfilling your ambition and your dreams, and you're doing great work. Thank you for doing it, and keep doing what you're doing, because it's hugely appreciated.
Thank you very much, and thank you to all the people who have helped. It's not just me and these lads here. There's a lot of behind the scenes, like my partner Kelly. She handles all the admin. I don't do any of the admin, and the thousands of emails that she has from Ukrainians all around the country. It's just, and so she's on top of that. So she's a big part of this. So I want to thank her.
It's the Good Bike Project. The man behind it is Paul McQuaid. Paul, thank you again, and keep doing what you're doing.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.